Hello, friends. It's Phil, and this is Get Fit Row episode 117. So, a few days ago, I highlighted the most obvious observation from the gym, which was when you do the body rock, you swing from the pelvis as opposed to bend from the back. Swing as opposed to bend, right? And that podcast was listened to probably, that's probably the most popular podcast that has been done in the last 117. So I think that maybe what I hit on there was an obvious insight that I had taken for granted of is something most people didn't know existed, i.e. what people learned was swinging from the pelvis as opposed to bending the back is actually a much more powerful way of developing a rowing stroke. Now, today's observation, if you were wondering in the title, is leg day. And I've titled it as the leg day mistake, right? Because where are we now? We're on Friday now, right? But 3 days ago, I went down the gym and I did my usual, that would have been Tuesday. So I did my usual UT1 session, which if you listen to some of the previous podcasts, you may discover what the typical UT1 session is for Phil. As a footnote, it includes five 1,000 meter pieces, but you'll learn more if you go looking for it. That was on the Tuesday, but on the Wednesday, I decided to do a leg day. And the reason behind the leg day was I'd been thinking, this is this weird observational thinking that I do from time to time. I was thinking after I'd actually been training with someone, I thought, how do you get a faster stroke? And in rowing, right, and it's say particularly in a rowing boat, is that the way you train people to use their muscles develops a certain type of rowing stroke. Maybe that's not particularly clear in this, but let's say if you have more powerful legs, you may have a powerful punch and a harder drive. You may want to develop the back muscles more and the shoulder muscles more and the arm muscles more to get a more accelerated, controlled finish. You know, you can do all sorts of stuff. But I thought the other day that one of the things that I needed to focus more on personally, and also with some of the athletes that I train, is leg strength. And let's say the stronger your legs get and the stronger your core get, because keep in mind the other day we were talking about the rock over, and the rock over only happens successfully if you've got a strong core muscles, not abs, core muscles, which take time to develop, because the core muscles are the invisible ones, the ones you can't see. But the error of the leg day, let's just say, and the footnote to you all, is because obviously it's the time of year, the clocks have gone back, the days are getting shorter in terms of light, and we are much more living indoors. The one thing I've forgotten to do, and I know, God, I know I get this wrong from time to time, is I know my hydration levels, the amount of water I've been drinking since I've been incubating indoors, has not been enough. And I know that I'm dehydrated. I'm quite significantly dehydrated. I've been looking at my pee and thinking, how yellow do you want to go, Phil? And I haven't been very conscious of that degrading of my muscle hydration. So on the other day when I went to do the leg day, I went and did the leg day and pushed it really hard, did the squats, did the deadlifts, did some other exercises, really, really, really pushed hard to develop my max strength. And the last 2 days, I haven't, let's just say, I haven't had any energy in my legs at all. at all. And it's only today, Friday, that I've gone, aha, the Alan Partridge moment came. Aha, I realised. And I know you're all sort of shaking your head going, God, you're such an idiot, Phil. But I'm always telling people to drink more water when they train. And I fell foul of my own training guidance. Not many trainers are going to tell you that, because most trainers, let's just say, and most PTs and most people out there on the internet are going to say how to do it. Look at me, I'm beautiful. But I can tell you that I made a simple error. Now, the other day when I was training someone and I was talking about how much water they drink, ironically, I said to them, when I've been really, really well hydrated, and I particularly remember back in the, I don't know, the early 2000s when I was training an awful lot for many races, including, you know, the end of season finales, Henleys and whatever else, I used to know when I was dehydrated because my bottom lip would become weirdly kind of, it would need water, it would need hydration. I know that. Anyway, look, so the story of this podcast is, you know, do what I say, not what I do. If that's not so, do what I say. I might change the podcast, actually. Do what I say, not what I do. But drinking lots of water, particularly after strength training sessions, and eating properly after strength training sessions is a really good idea. That's all I want to say. It's a really good idea. Correct hydration and correct diet after a training session helps you recover better. And therefore, it won't take you 2 days to realize why you're feeling weak, as it took in my case. Anyway, look, I'm Phil. Thanks for listening to Get Fit to Row. And if you get the chance, dip into one of the other 116 episodes and see if there's some other witterings out there that you might find enjoyable to listen to. Anyway, take care. Ta-da. See you.